Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your via host, Cody Brown, and you have come to the right place, the Cody Brown Show, your new home to grow, to be inspired, to be motivated, and to maintain your determination. So I want to personally say I thank you so much for taking out the time and investing in yourself and inspiring yourself to say, you know what? I am willing to support others, as well as I can personally say that when I support others, support is received in return. So I want to personally applaud you in taking the initiative to step out and say, I'm going to claim my entrepreneurship as an aspiring entrepreneur. I am confident the reason why you are here is because you want to know how to start your journey as an entrepreneur. For the most part, you are not alone. There are many individuals as well as groups who want to start entrepreneurship as a collective together. And, you know, there's so many great ideas floating, and there is just all over the place. And I am definitely here to help you navigate your steps, your decisions, for the most part, giving you a broader way to look, and also more opportunities to be able to utilize tools so that you can be a successful entrepreneur. The first step of success that I am so honored to help you navigate is being successful in identifying on what, entrepreneur you are trying to become. You know, what do you bring to the table? So for the most part, you know, do you feel overwhelmed? Did you create an idea and you believe your service or product is beneficial or can be beneficial? You know, are you willing to gain deposits of passive income? Us as creators, and that's one of the main functions of entrepreneurship, is the ability to have the freedom to create and to bring in fruition our ideas, you know, whether that be a service or a product. And I want to help you identify. And if you are aware of what it is that you want to do or provide, you know, we're going to go over those things together. And if I sound a little slow today, it's because there is just this overflow of not it being, you know, 2021. It's just this overflow of an experience that I have never experienced in pertaining to actually stepping out and not allowing my thoughts to override my joy in being an entrepreneur, to overcoming the fear of providing my service as a motivational speaker. I want to encourage you, do not doubt yourself, because your service, your product is substantial and it is for someone. It is for a people. You just have to identify whom that a people you are ready and willing to serve. So, are you an aspiring entrepreneur and you have an idea, or do you have ideas on how you want to start? Because if you have one simple idea as an entrepreneur that can be consist of a business and pertains to entrepreneurship, there's multiple ideas that are being created and brought to the forefront. So I'm here to assist you in making sound decisions and exciting actions. Being an entrepreneur is a journey of adventures that serve your purpose and desires. Let's not focus on the need. Let's focus on the leadership. And it's really important, because when we start focusing on what it is that we need and what it is that we don't have, we blind ourselves. We default our actions into failure, you know, mishaps. And why should we troubleshoot great opportunities when we can prevent those bugs, those errors? So what we want, and what I encourage you to do, the very, 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 very first thing is to identify your core value, okay? Because if you were to pitch your idea or product to me, how I want you to understand that whatever it is, you want to make sure that it aligns with your core values and your mission, okay? Because when you, let's say you have an idea and you're trying to make this service or product profitable, and you want to show that it's profitable, but you already know that you're open and you're willing. Let's just say you already have in your mind that once this is successful, you're going to sell it. Well, why wait for someone to find you when you can create this idea and you can pitch it? Okay? So that's the first thing. And, you know, give it some time. I'm going to say, for the remainder of this week of January, today is January the 2nd, I am going to put a week time stamp on it, which is would be the following, which will make it a week, would be January the 9th. You have until January the 9th. I'm challenging you to challenge yourself in really figuring out what is your core values and what is your mission. Because when we, as creators, we create so many different ideas, and, you know, each idea may not align. It could just be a simple, like, for instance, a water filter. There's this particular element that's now in water, and you've created this filter that's able to detect and filter that out. So, but does it still, this idea, does it meet up with your core value? And for those of you, there is no one left behind, because I know a few of you, as inspiring entrepreneurs, you have the mind frame of wanting to become an entrepreneur. And this is foreign, you know. It's no different from a foreign language, of listening to a language that you have the passion to learn, but you don't grasp and you can't get it, but you're determined and you just keep on, right, until you get it. It's the desire, it's the passion, it's the drive. So core value is really digging deep to the core, to where your value cannot be infiltrated. No one, not a single coin, no money can pay for you to change your mind on what it is that you value. If your value is to make sure that the soil is preserved and you created a product that will help soil maintain its preservation, and then I come around and I say, I'm going to give you this, and you are not the right candidate to say that you can preserve this soil. What are you going to do? Are you going to say, well, you know what? You're right. So I'm going to take your money and I'm just going to stop my journey. And I'm just going to stop right here. No, you stand tall and you say, I have created something that is beneficial to earth, because it's more than just the soil, because you have to understand that minerals are alive. Okay, and not only is the mineral adaptable, it still coincides with the air. And us as human beings, see, I'm going left with it. So that's why it's really, really important to know your core values, because when you are confident and you know your core values and you know what you stand for, there's this fresh excitement and there's opportunities that presents itself. You know, you begin to align yourself with individuals who have the same interests. So that's why it's really important that whatever area that it is that interests you, not an area that you feel obligated to, don't put yourself in situations that does not serve you, that doesn't feel good, that hinders your mental, your well-being. Don't allow your good deeds to be evil spoken of. So that's a little encouragement that I used to encourage myself in the past through my journey to this far. So I encourage you to, for those of you who like sticky notes, or you can create a reminder on your phone, you can even just go out and beyond, just text yourself an affirmation and read it. You know, I am a successful entrepreneur. I am claiming my ownership as an entrepreneur. I am going to receive an abundant flow of passive income this year of 2021. Speak that into your life. Not only write it down and make it clear. Now, mind you, I want to invite you to my coaching program that is to be announced. So look out for that. I have not yet set it up a date, but this is more so one-on-one. I'm not going to start it off as a group because I really want to help aspiring entrepreneurs, because we can sit here and let a whole nother year pass by and still talk about the same thing. Remember, I said, if you have not listened to the introduction for season two, this is season two. 2020 was season one. This is season two. There is no room for excuses. There is no room. And this what I'm about to say is for a few of you. Now, if this resonates to you and you feel it's for you too, by any means, accept it and let it flourish. And I'm going to say, don't be hard on yourself. As of today, no longer are you going to be hard on yourself. Also, if you have a 9-to-5, whether it's, you know, 2 jobs, 3 jobs, motivate yourself. Eat, you know, fruits and, you know, raw vegetables. Mind you, I'm guilty as associated. I am gearing myself in wellness. And it's a process, especially if you have trained your body to contain, excuse me, and feeding the body on a schedule to where it's saying, no, I don't want no broccoli. Don't give me no broccoli. I won't. That what I'm used to. No. That's why I'm encouraging you to focus and dig deep on what your core values is. And if you are unable to identify, you know, well, Cody, what are core values? Your belief system. Not the belief system that you were raised into. That is not what I'm talking about. Do you actually know who you are? What are your interests? What is your belief system? Because I guarantee there is a group of people out there who believe and relate and have the same core value as you. But don't allow your core value to override where you become blind and biased on counseling out opportunities of people who don't have the same core values. And that's where you have to separate personal and business opportunities. And we'll get to that point when we reach that bridge. But I'm so pleased with the feedback that I've had this far. I believe in quality over quantity. That goes a long way. I believe in obtaining my spiritual fruit before my material fruit, because I want to be able to enjoy it, not receive it. And then now I'm constantly wanting more and more and more. No. See, when you are led within self, understanding who you are,
and what it is that you're trying to create, when things start becoming tangible, you're not being comfortable or subtle. You are accepting. See, it's the simple things. Just being able to have access. You listening to this pre-recording and saying, you know what, I'm going to check out this Cody Brown show. You know, I've been hearing about Cody and I want to check it out for myself. Welcome to the Cody Brown Show. I am your VIA host. For those of you who are now just tuning in because you fast forwarded, hello. You are right on time. Don't feel overwhelmed. You know, when you're having these ideas, make sure that you're writing them down. As well, if you're using your cellular device, put it in your cellular device, but I encourage you to also put it on paper. And when you're focusing on one idea, you want to make sure things are organized. Don't ever think that, especially if you have a mind that's like a conductor and it's constantly creating. I mean, it's just like, you're like, okay, can you stop now? I'm trying to focus. Understand that don't ever tell your conductor to stop. Because that's when people get writer's block. That's when people, they sit here and they go, oh, my, it's just not, no. You keep letting it create, but you have to stop yourself and just say, you know what? I have to focus. Because you can take the time out to jot, right? But train yourself to focus. Don't tell your conductor to stop. So, moving forward, you know, I like to go left with some things. I want this podcast to be a place where you can really feel comfortable in a sense of allowing your barriers that has entrapped your capabilities of making self feel like, you know, I need this. I don't have that. Well, how do I create this so that I can do that? You know, our thoughts are very, very powerful, and this is going to be a wonderful year. Also, if you just have a testimony that you want to share, make sure you email the Cody Brown Show at gmail.com. That is CodyBrown Show at gmail.com. If you're looking for sponsorship, make sure that in the subject line, you put sponsorship. If you're looking to sponsor the Cody Brown Show, just type in sponsor in the subject line. I like bold caps, so make sure it's all bold. And as well as for testimony, do not put that in bold. Just make sure the T is uppercase. So I look forward for that. Also, check out the message feature. It's very, very awesome. Check that out. So, the assignment of this week, it's due on the 9th. And that is finding your core value and your mission. All right. I am sending you love, peace, happiness, joy, determination, perseverance, courage, and bravery. But it's up to you to accept it. And don't forget, love is kind, love is gentle, and that is you.